Once again, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Nitya Krishna Das Prabhuji on the call today to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.44 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning. I'll hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisance. These all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrita Naram Chaiva Nanottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiriye Nasta Prayasham Padreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Yatama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Hi Krishna everyone. So thank you for this opportunity to speak and discuss this most glorious Srimad Bhagavatam, the ripened fruit of all Vedic knowledge. And so beg the blessings and permission from all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis so that we can have a nice discussion today. So I've been asked to speak today on Canto 4, Chapter 22, Text number 44. And the title of the chapter is Prithu Maharaj's Meeting with the Kumaras. So, looks like we're having a little technical difficulty. Yeah, with the broadcast. So again, text 44 of Canto 4, Chapter 22. Pranadara Sutta Brahman Grihascha Saparichada Tajambala Mahikosha Iti Sarvam Niveditam. Prana, life. Dara, wife. Sutta, children. Brahman, O great Brahmana. Griha, home. Cha, also. Sa, with. Parichada, all paraphernalia. Rajyam, kingdom. Balam, strength. Mahi, land. Kosha, treasury. Iti, thus. Sarvam, everything. Niveditam, offered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
The King Prabhuji?
Yes.
Prabhuji, I could not find the link, Prabhuji.
We're just working on it now. Let's see. It looks like there was some trouble.
Okay, Prabhu. I will share the screen also. Okay, thank you, Prabhu.
Is it live now? Do you see it?
No, Prabhu, I did not see live. Prabhu.
Okay, it just started, so maybe it takes one
second. Okay, thank you, Prabhu.
Okay. Yeah, we are having some technical difficulties. I'll just start over again, the translation. The king continued, therefore, my dear Brahmanas, my life, wife, children, home, furniture, and household paraphernalia, my kingdom, strength, land, and especially my treasury, are all offered unto you. Purport. In some readings, the word dada is not used, but the word used then is raya, which means wealth. In India, there are still wealthy persons who are recognized by the state as Raya. A great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was called Ramananda Rai, but because he was a governor of Madras and very rich. There are still many holders of the title Raya, Raya Bahudur, Raya Chaudhuri, and so on. The dada or wife is not permitted to be offered to the Brahmanas. Everything is offered to worthy persons who are able to accept charity, but nowhere is it found that one should one offer his wife. Therefore, in this case, the reading Raya is more accurate than Dara. Also, since Prithu Maharaj offered everything to the Kumaras, the word kosha, treasury, need not be separately mentioned. Kings and emperors used to keep a private treasury which was known as Ratnabandha. Ratnabandha was a special treasury room which contained special jewelry such as bangles, necklaces, and so on, which were presented to the king by the citizens. This jewelry was kept separate from the regular treasury house where all the collected revenues were kept. Thus, Prithu Maharaj offered his stock of private jewelry to the lotus feet of the Kumaras. It has already been admitted that all the king's property belonged to the Brahmanas, and that Prithu Maharaj was simply using it for the welfare of the state. If it were actually the property of the Brahmanas, how could it be offered again to them? In this regard, Sripada Sridhar Swami has explained that this offering is just like the servant's offering of food to his master. The food already belongs to the master, for the master has purchased it, but the servant, by preparing the food, makes it acceptable to the master and thus offers it to him. In this way, everything belonging to Prithu Maharaj was offered to the Kumaras. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagratam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Jagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamstra Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patidana Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutoye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasudhi Gauda Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, everyone. So once again, beg the blessings of all the assembled devotees here so that we can have a nice discussion today on Canto 4, Chapter 22, Verse 44. And the verse again reads, the king continued, therefore, my dear Brahmanas, my life, my wife, children, home, furniture, and household paraphernalia, my kingdom, strength, land, and especially my treasury are all offered unto you. So we're continuing this discussion of the most glorious pastimes of King Prithu. Prithu Maharaj is showing us so many wonderful characteristics and qualities throughout these pastimes. And as each layer is revealed, he becomes more and more sweet to our vision, seeing the great character of Prithu Maharaj. And in this section, Prithu Maharaj is very appreciative of the great advice and sage wisdom that he received. And so he is expressing his offering to the four Kumaras, specifically Sanat Kumar, in reciprocation for the great wisdom he acquired in this process. So, you know, we see this concept of the Guru Dakshina. Lord Krishna himself displayed and showed us this process of offering Dakshina to the spiritual master by retrieving the sons of Sandipani Muni as an offering after completing the Gurukul process when he and Lord Balaram had went to the ashram of Sandipani Muni. So this
concept of offering Guru Dakshina is very, very important for us. It's a great opportunity. We can say it's a responsibility, but it's also an extraordinary opportunity for us. We are actually the beneficiaries of this offering. And actually, if we think what we can really repay for what we have gained from the knowledge, if you were to try to put on Amazon, what price you would charge if you could give somebody a life of eternal peace and happiness, no more distress, no more anxiety, no more disease, no more death. What price that is worth? You couldn't put a dollar amount on it. Right? So whatever it is that we can offer, we should understand it to be still very insignificant and inconsequential in relation to what we have gained. In the marketplace, there is a fair trade system. We exchange things of like value. Right? I give dollars or currency in exchange for something of like value. But in this Guru Dakshina process, we are not exchanging like value. We have no ability to. But we'll discuss a little bit about this Guru Dakshina process maybe at the end as it relates to how we can offer our reciprocation to Srila Prabhupada during this book distribution marathon month as a great opportunity. So Prithu Maharaj here is offering everything. He's offering, he says, my life, wife, children, home, furniture, household paraphernalia, my kingdom, strength, land, and especially my treasury. So we see he is offering everything. And it's very, very instructive for us. And so we'll talk a little bit about offering of charity today. But first, the mindset or the understanding, the knowledge. Prithu Maharaj very, easily it seems, and very quickly was, in position to offer everything to the Brahmanas. And why he did that? Because he had knowledge. He knows who is the proprietor. When we know who is the proprietor of everything, giving is very easy. It is not so difficult. Prithu Maharaj knew that Krishna is ultimately the only proprietor. He is the only owner. Ishavasya midam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena taktena bhunjitaha magadaha kashyasvidhanam. That we see this opening verse of the Ishopanishad, Sri Ishopanishad, excuse me, that Ishavasya, this controller and provider, the proprietor of everything is Krishna. And not just of some things, but sarvam, everything is owned by him. So that makes us the, if Krishna owns everything, then what do we own? By definition, we own nothing. If he owns everything, everything animate and inanimate, then what is it that we can own? By basic definition and by mathematics, we own nothing. So we are. That means then whatever we think we have, we are just a temporary possessors of. We are borrowing. Everything we have, it is Krishna's. We own nothing. Not even this body. This body was given to us by the arrangements of the material nature under the supervision of Krishna. And we will use it for some time, and even that will return back to its rightful place. It'll go back to Mother Earth. Right? So whatever it is that we think we have, we should understand with knowledge that it is actually the possession of Krishna. So one in knowledge knows what to do with these possessions, use them for the intended purposes. But without knowing who is Ishavasya, we struggle to surrender the fruits of our labor, right? We become attached due to false ego. We think we are the doer. We are the provider. And Krishna smashes this concept in the Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, this prakute kriyamana ni gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. He says, don't think you are the doer. Don't let your ahankara, your false ego, consider you to be the doer. It is all done by the material nature. So, you know, he dedicates two entire chapters, chapter 3 and 5 in the Bhagavad Gita, to help break this attachment to the fruits of our work, because this attachment is very, very strong. Right? When we give in charity, you know, we celebrate what we give, but we should actually lament what we are not giving, because everything is Krishna's anyways. So whatever we are not giving is actually what we should focus on, instead of focusing on what it is that we are giving. Because in reality, everything is the possession of Krishna. And so it is no big celebration then to actually give back what is, you know, his anyways. And if in with knowledge we understand, you know, our relation to all the things around us, then giving in charity doesn't become so difficult. You know, I'm just a borrower. I'm just using this. You know, just like you go to a hotel room and you rent a hotel room and you sleep there and it's very luxurious and, you know, even better than your own home. But after enjoying or sleeping there for one night, you don't think, oh, this is mine. You very easily, the next day, give it back to the rightful owner. So all our possessions are actually like this. We're simply renting them. We're just borrowing them. You know, due to some past activities, we have been granted different facilities. And so we are the temporary, you know, caretaker. But we should, you know, understand what is his ultimate intended purpose. And that comes from knowledge. So knowledge leads to detachment. When we know who is the proprietor, it leads to detachment, the surrender of these fruits. And that knowledge, we know, comes from the practice of devotional service. So by the practice of bhakti, it results in knowledge and detachment. And Srila Prabhupada at the end of this purport is commenting from Sridhar Swami's explanation that how, you know, giving something to Krishna when it is his in the first place, how that is, you know, appropriate. And he gives the example of the servant, you know, preparing the meal that is the Lord's or the master's anyways. But still that service is appreciated. And it is also the responsibility. Right? So, yes, we have been given certain facilities to use. You know, in that Ishavasyam verse, it's explained that we have a quota. We have a certain amount of resources that are to be used in the service of Krishna, ultimately. Not in the service of our senses. But still, that those facilities should be used, again, in giving back to the Supreme Lord. And but Krishna still appreciates it, even though it's his own. You know, just like if a child, you know, child makes something for mother and father, where the child gets all the supplies to make whatever it has made, you know, a card or a small, you know, house or whatever they have made. It's all coming from the resources of the provided by mother and father. But still, mother and father appreciate it very, very much. They don't think, oh, you've used my resources to give me? That's not very good. No. It is the love that accompanies the offering that is appreciated. So, you know, when we offer our charity, we offer our possessions back to Krishna, it is the love that he appreciates that comes with it. Because again, whatever we are offering, it is his in the first place. So we are simply, you know, taking his own resources and offering back to him. But still, that thought is very, very much appreciated. So this consciousness of who is the proprietor, when it becomes clear, it becomes very easy to give and offer in charity. And one of our, you know, main hesitations is our lack of knowledge of who is the proprietor, and the second is our, you know, lack of faith in Krishna's protection. If I give, what will happen to me? How I will be protected? Right? Krishna is constantly reminding us, he is our protector, he is our maintainer, he is our provider, preserving what we have, carrying what we lack. You know, he is our ever well-wisher. Over and over and over again, he is promising in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere. So faith in that actually then makes this surrender of our possessions very easy. If Prithu Maharaj was worried, wait a minute, if I give all these things, what will happen to me? Then it becomes a very difficult situation. But faith in Krishna and his provisions makes this then very easy. So the philosophy is simple. We don't own it in the first place, so what's the big deal? And the faith in Krishna's provisions and protection then makes the surrender of our possessions, you know, very easy. And you see, you know, our great devotees, they have this mood. You know, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they had extraordinary wealth, incomprehensible wealth, boatloads of gold coins. And they gave it all up. You know, you could think very logically that, okay, with billions of dollars in today's currency, there would have been no harm for Rupa Goswami to, you know, keep some money to build himself a small home, a small hut even, maybe a mattress, few possessions in Vrindavan. There would have been, relatively speaking, no harm. You know, we're not talking big palace or anything. But instead, he distributed everything according to the perfect formula. And he went penniless. How? Because he was equipped with the pure devotional service, this faith. He knew none of that was going to give him ultimately his enjoyment of bliss and service of Krishna. And he had faith. Krishna will provide. He's providing everything. So, and we see this over and over again. You know, so many of our great, the wonderful associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, they came from very wealthy backgrounds. Rupa Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Here we see the pastime of, you know, Ramananda Rai being discussed. You know, he was a governor of Madras, very, very wealthy. When he first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, you know, he came to the river for his bath, and he was accompanied by so many servants and entourage, was carried on a palanquin. You know, very, you know, illustrious personality. Yet, he gave it all up and went to became the most confidential and intimate servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you know, we see this is this mood of detachment. It comes from our advancement in devotional service. But the facts are very, very clear. We actually possess nothing. We have nothing. So now the, you know, the offering to the brahmanas. Why offering to the brahmanas? As Prabhupada comments here in the purport, that is established already that they are the owners of everything in society. Externally, it looks as though the brahmanas are going door to door begging for, you know, foodstuffs and support and charity. But actually, according to our Vedic system, they own everything in society. Everything. And the Vaishyas and Kshatriyas and even the Shudras, they are simply caretakers of them for the Brahmanas. You know, just as the bank holds funds for a person, but the bank is not the owner of that money. Similarly, it is actually the Brahmanas who are the owners of everything. And so when charity is given to the Brahmanas, it is actually them just reclaiming their own possessions. But through this process of offering of charity. So Prithu Maharaj has understood this very clearly. And so what he has offered, he's offered everything, right? And, you know, the position of the brahmanas, you know, as the owners of everything can be understood as we know that the brahmanas are the head of the body and the kshatriyas are the arms and the vaishyas are the torso and the shudras are the legs. Well, on all aspects of the body, they work for the benefit of the head. You know, ultimately, wherever the, you know, legs take the body, it is for the benefit of the head. Whatever we possess, it ultimately, you know, is the possessions of the head. So, like that, it's very, you know, clear that the, you know, the brahmanas are the owners of all the possessions. And so Prithvi Maharaj has understood very clearly that our duty and responsibility is to just give back. So again, you know, in giving to Krishna, he is the supreme proprietor, the ultimate possessor of all material things, all our possessions. And the brahmanas in our, you know, Vedic system are the, you know, intermediate owners of everything. So it's very clear for us that we should, you know, understand we are not the owners across any dimension. And of course, the brahmanas don't see themselves as the owners. They know because they have knowledge. They have studied Shastra. They understand who is the real owner. And so Krishna has been guiding us in all of his activities from the very beginning, showing us the path of serving the brahmanas and Vaishnavas. You know, in our Govardhan Puja celebration just recently, right, he showed the importance of giving charity to the brahmanas. He instructed Nanda Maharaj and the elderly Kalhar man, we must give great charity to the brahmanas. He is the protector of the brahmanas. And he personally himself served the brahmanas. So this offering of charity to the brahmanas is very, very important. So just wanted to comment on a few other aspects of offering of charity. You know, we talked about the detachment from our possessions. It becomes easier to the extent we have faith in the love and protection of Krishna. You know, to the extent we think we are our own maintainers, we, you know, if I give this, you know, what about me? What will happen to me? There is that hesitation. Even if we have knowledge, yes, I am not the proprietor. Without the faith in Krishna, that detachment becomes very difficult. So, you know, we can try to increase our faith in that aspect of Krishna's ultimately always providing for us. And that our responsibility is to use whatever facilities we have been given in his service. Detachment doesn't mean we run away from wealth or we run away from, you know, the different material possessions, right? Rupa Goswami has explained in Nectar of Devotion, this Yukta Vairagya, this real renunciation, is to use whatever one has in the service of Krishna. It is not that we just run away from our possessions. No, but detachment, offering them in charity, means that we use them in the service of Krishna. If we have been gifted with great, you know, intelligence or a great ability to, you know, do things in this material world and accumulate resources, we should use those abilities, accumulate those resources, and then understand who has given me the intelligence, who has given me the strength, the vigor to do it? Krishna. And then use those facilities in the service of Krishna. And that's what we see, you know, over and over and over again, repeatedly in our history of our, you know, previous acharyas, and even our current, you know, great devotees. You know, someone like Ambarish Prabhu has been giving great facilities, and what is he doing with them? He is fulfilling the orders and desires and wishes of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And so like that, we see that. The next thing I wanted to comment on, which is, you know, I thought was interesting, Srila Prabhupada, you know, points out very nicely and precisely here that Prithvi Maharaj is not, you know, only offering things, but he is offering his personal property, you know, the best of the best. You know, he says that his, you know, the jewels and bangles and necklaces that have been gifted to him, that is what he is giving. He's not just, you know, giving, okay, I have some money, extra money from the revenue, from, you know, my position as king. But he's actually going into his inner chambers and detaching from even those things. And so Pritha Maharaj is showing us that, you know, we should offer the best of the best of what we have in charity. Not, you know, oh, what I can comfortably or very easily dispose of. I don't really need this anymore. I can give that away. You know, often, at least in America, you know, once, twice a year, we gather all the things in our house we don't want and we give them to the Salvation Army or something. You know, we give away what we don't want. But Pritha Maharaj is showing that in Krishna's service, in serving the Brahmanas, we should offer in charity the best, what is most valuable to us. And who wins in this process? You know, sometimes we think in the giving process, you know, we lose and the receiver wins. But actually, we are the beneficiary of this giving. That when we give the best of the best we have, we benefit, because it is our material attachments alone, our false sense of proprietorship, that is keeping us bound to this material world. So when we actually go through, maybe even painfully, the struggle of offering even the best we have, remember, we are the beneficiaries of it. This detachment, when Krishna says, you surrender the fruits of your work, it is not that so he can enjoy our fruits. It is so that we can become detached from our material hankerings and then awaken our eternal blissful state in service of Krishna. So we are the beneficiaries of this charity. You know, sometimes we think,
I'm trying to get it to the computer.
We are doing so great and spectacular.
And then it keeps going back to private mode.
Someone is...
please mute the phone.
Yeah, okay. So in this giving of charity, we should have real clear understanding that we are actually the beneficiaries. Sometimes, you know, in giving, it's natural. We think, oh, wow, look how much I'm benefiting them by offering this. But actually, we are the ones benefiting. And so when we do what we call a needs assessment, you know, when we offer charity, we sometimes wonder, okay, how much do they need? Actually, the needs assessment should be, how much do I need to detach from what it is that I have? How much detachment do I need? That should be the measure of my giving, not what is needed. Now, of course, there's some practical understanding. You want to, you know, use Krishna's resources very wisely, and so not use them in a way that can be wasted. But the needs assessment should not be what is the need of others. It should be, what is the need of me to detach from these goods? Then we can see how to give. So that's, you know, we see again Pritha Maharaj having a very clear understanding of this process. And, you know, this us being the beneficiary of giving, you know, we just celebrated this Thanksgiving holiday. And it's a huge holiday, but Thanksgiving, it is actually a holiday to give. To give thanks and appreciation. But in our current context, it is turned into a holiday simply to acquire more for ourselves. You know, the biggest aspect of Thanksgiving now is shopping for ourselves. And this has made the day after Thanksgiving truly black and very bleak, because it is facilitating more attachment to so many things for our own sense gratification. The intent of even this cultural holiday was meant to show us some detachment, to give thanks, to give. Yet it is turned in this age of Kali Yuga completely upside down. And now it is a holiday to acquire more and more. I thought that was, you know, it was quite ironic in this process of how even some of our, you know, holidays have turned into this idea. So, you know, by studying these pastimes of Prithu Maharaj in this specific section, we can develop this mood of detachment and understanding, you know, how to approach this charitable approach. And, you know, as the Grihasthas, which, you know, most of us on this Sangha are, you know, we have a responsibility and opportunity to use whatever we have in the service of Krishna. And of course, we must do so in a practical way. Prabhupada makes the comment here that everything is offered to worthy persons who are able to accept charity. So we should be intelligent where to offer our charity, be, you know, very discerning. You know, Krishna explains the different, you know, charities and the different modes in the Bhagavad Gita. But we should be discerning in where to give our charity. But the concept of charity and the offering of our possessions should be very clear. Because again, factually, we own nothing because Krishna is the owner of everything. So giving back is no great accomplishment. Having faith in the surrender, faith in Krishna helps us surrender these fruits. And ultimately, remember, we are the beneficiary of this giving. We are not the giving someone else, you know, some great opportunity. The brahmanas already are the possessors of everything. They're simply accepting our charity as a service to Krishna. And by offering our fruits, we'll become that much closer to detaching from all of our material hankerings and awakening pure devotional service in our heart. And ultimately, how much we should give? You know, Prahlad Maharaj has said, Atma Nivedanam, everything should be used. And Prithu Maharaj has perfected this example here. And so I'll just conclude with, you know, one final comment, you know, about the charity, the best of charity we can do, the best of gifts. This is the gift-giving month in our, at least, Western calendar and social customs, and it is becoming more universal. You know, the best of what we have is this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this all of Srila Prabhupada's books. And if we want to give the best of what we have, we can use some of our financial wealth, buy some books, and then distribute them as widely and broadly as possible. It is the greatest of opportunity, because what value these books have, we can never even put a fraction of a price on. They are unlocking so much perfection of life for everybody. And I opened this discussion with this concept of Guru Dakshina. You know, to reciprocate, we are the extraordinary beneficiaries of the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. He labored so intensively to present these books to us. And we are benefiting so much from them. An opportunity for us to offer Guru Dakshina to Srila Prabhupada is to carry forward his mission. The spiritual master does not want our wealth for their own well-being. They want our service in helping to propagate their mission. That is the real Guru Dakshina, to facilitate the mission of the spiritual master. And so by, you know, going out and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, we are fulfilling his desire. And his desire came from his spiritual master, who instructed him that when you get money, print books. And that most important and powerful instruction came at the banks of Radhakund when Srila Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So our reciprocation and appreciation for what we have given can be shown by how much we can go out and distribute these most wonderful and most important books of Srila Prabhupada. We all know in reading, you know, Lilamrita, and reading and hearing from Prabhupada's disciples, you know, what pleased him the most of everything? When his health was not so good, the disciples knew how to perk him up. They would read the Sankirtan results, how many books were distributed, and that would give vibrancy and life to Srila Prabhupada. So though his manifest Leela has concluded, our responsibility and opportunity for offering Guru Dakshina to Srila Prabhupada is alive and well. And in this month, we can double up our efforts, triple up our efforts, whatever we can do to distribute some books and to help spread this message. And it'll be most pleasing to Srila Prabhupada and most pleasing to Krishna. So we can leave with that. Yesterday we had the most glorious Gita Jayanti celebration, and I know many temples are celebrating today on Sunday, and it is an opportunity. The Gita Jayanti celebration is an opportunity for us to acquire many, 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 many Bhagavad Gitas and go out and distribute them. If we don't have them in the first place, we'll not be able to distribute them ultimately. And so, you know, acquire some Bhagavad Gitas today, this week, and keep them in your house. At least they'll weigh on our mind, oh, how I can, you know, distribute these. Sometimes we'll think how I can get rid of them. That's okay. Whatever it takes. But try to acquire some of Srila Prabhupada's book and distribute them. It is a great offering of Guru Dakshina, and whatever wealth we have, we can use in that service is a great offering of charity. So, okay, so with that, I'll conclude. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any corrections or clarifications on today's discussion?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Oh, thank you so much. The class was so beautiful. And I really liked the point when you were talking about actually we are the real beneficiary. We actually benefit by giving. And that is so true, especially when it comes to Krishna consciousness. When we give without calculating, or when we give without any expectation towards Krishna, who's actually the ultimate beneficiary, it is very obviously seen many times that we actually receive 3 or 4 times more back. I mean, it naturally happens with Krishna. That's how Krishna is. So it was very nice when you were explaining this point. And of course, the greatest gift we can give is our scriptures, as you beautifully mentioned. Thank you so much, Prabhu. This was a very inspiring class. Very nice, very, very nice, appropriate examples as well. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class, as usual. Very nice points and examples. I request everyone, if they have any comments or questions for Prabhuji, they can go ahead. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu, for the nice lecture. Prabhuji, my question is, what is the difference between charity in mode of goodness and mode of pure goodness, Prabhuji? Like in an example.
Mode of goodness and a mode of pure goodness?
Yes, yes. Can you elaborate with an example, Prabhuji?
Yeah, so, you know, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that giving in charity without expectation of anything in return is in the mode of goodness. And there's a calibration of the giving, you know, to the appropriate recipient as well. When we give with some desire for something in return, or even some lamentation of having to give, that is in, you know, the mode of passion and ignorance. So this giving without any attachment and without any expectation is in the mode of goodness. But we know that giving in charity, you know, from a material perspective, yeah, it's still carries with it, just like any, you know, activity in a mode of goodness, it carries with it reactions. You know, there's good karma associated with, you know, giving, you know, willfully to some, you know, let's say, you know, pious cause, some material pious cause. So the charity that we should, you know, try to follow is the charity, as you said nicely, in the, you know, mode of pure goodness, in the concept of devotional service. And the charity in the concept of devotional service is to facilitate the spreading of Krishna's names and pastimes and forms and qualities, his movement. And, you know, so just a practical example, you know, donating money to build a temple that can become a hospital for the souls of all living entities in that community is a form of pure charity, because you are giving something charitable, but you're doing it on the platform of devotional service. Distributing books is a form of charity. Again, charity doesn't also have to be one's money. As grihasthas, we have wealth, but it can be one's time, one's energy. So all the activities in spiritual, you know, life, giving, you know, sponsoring a Sunday feast. Srila Prabhupada established this Sunday feast as an opportunity, you know, primarily for grihasthas to gather at the temple and associate and become inspired in devotional service. Well, you know, sponsoring the feast is a form of, you know, charity. But again, both in the goodness and pure goodness with no expectation of return, right? Then it, otherwise it has the modes of passion impinged in it. But the difference between pure goodness and goodness is, again, whether it's pious activity or devotional service. And this, you know, often is confused when we talk about the mode of goodness, you know, just doing good. Well, that is not devotional service. Devotional service means serving Krishna. So our charity that is directly related to the service of Krishna can be considered. And, you know, serving Krishna means ultimately bringing his lost children back to him. That is the greatest of service to Krishna. So, you know, buying, you know, or donating, you know, some jewelry or ornaments for Krishna, that is devotional service. But so is facilitating the printing of Srila Prabhupada's books, because that book is then an opportunity to return one of Krishna's lost children to him, which is very pleasing. So,
yeah, thank you very much. Yes, yes, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
We have a question online from Rohini Mataji. She asked, how do we recognize real Brahmana in this age of Kali to give charity? And can we give charity to people in need for help? For help or education, or like old or senior or orphan?
Sure. So the two questions are, one, how to recognize a real Brahmin or in this age of Kali. That is the difficult situation, as Srila Prabhupada, you know, has often commented that, you know, we are a house of Shudras. There are very few real Brahmanas, again, not by birth, but by quality, by character. Of course, Krishna gives the brahminical qualities in Bhagavad Gita, and so one can try to ascertain, or, you know, look to institutions, you know, like Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON as an opportunity to, you know, give and understand that that, you know, situation has been constructed for us, so we can, you know, give. But giving broadly is difficult, because it's easy to be deceived and to be fooled. It is not that, you know, necessarily ISKCON is just sole and exclusive, recipient of charity. But for us who are following Srila Prabhupada, it is the safest, because we know. In terms of giving charity to, you know, those who are hungry or unhealthy or needing, you know, some shelter, Again, Prabhupada comments, you know, very clearly in the beginning of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that our compassion ultimately needs to be directed to the soul of the living entity. And so at its most, you know, objective perspective, you know, feeding the hungry is a service to the body. So what we try to do is see how we can accomplish that, but more importantly, feed the soul. So, you know, distributing prasadam, supporting, you know, these great prasadam distribution efforts, which are out there, are important in wonderful ways in which you can bring your charity from the mode of goodness to the mode of pure goodness. And you're providing, you know, much, much more benefit for that person, for that recipient, because you're not only feeding the soul, but you're beginning to engage them in devotional service, which is providing an eternal benefit. You know, solving their hunger for one day is giving them some temporary relief for their suffering. But engaging them in the process of devotional service by honoring prasadam, you're now giving them the path to eternal relief. So, you know, we find ways, and there are many practical examples of this. Food for Life, you know, Srila Prabhupada established this as a means to distribute, you know, foodstuffs. And it was commented that he was struck by this by seeing all the devastation in Calcutta during, you know, the different conflicts and political crises of people dying on the streets of hunger. And he was pained. And he said that no one within 10 miles of the temple should go hungry. So the compassion is there for the suffering, but the compassion ultimately should be for the soul suffering and separation of Krishna. So how we can facilitate both, you know, healthcare, you know, we have the Bhaktivedanta hospital in Mumbai. What an amazing service of bringing, you know, the body back to its rightful position, but doing it in such a way that one can be encouraged by regaining the health to use that body in the service of Krishna through some forms of preaching. So that is the, you know, the how we can take our charitable and our you know, our opportunity to help others and make sure that it centers around compassion for the soul. That will give us the best benefit, but more importantly, the recipient the best benefit from whatever endeavor we are making in charity. So that is what we can do.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. So Prabhu, when you say like distribute books, use our wealth to distribute, is it just like giving Bhagavad Gita for free? Because it's easier, like, to when you give it for free, people will take it. But when you ask in return, like, some money, then they just walk away.
Yeah. So, you know, Vaisheshika Prabhu has given great, you know, guidance on this topic. And if you're interested in, you know, learning about book distribution and overcoming the fears and, you know, the how to start and what to do, he has many, many wonderful instructional videos on YouTube that are just so powerful. And you watch them, be careful, because you're going to want to run out your front door and start distributing books. They're so inspiring and so wonderful. And he equips us with, you know, all the tools and techniques and things to do to have success in distributing books. But one of the things that, you know, is encouraged is that, you know, we can give them, but it's best for the recipient if they also offer something, because that is their form of reciprocation. So that if they surrender some of their labor, you know, some of their wealth to acquire a book, they benefit much more. Of course, they're going to benefit simply by coming in the presence of the Bhagavad Gita or any of Srila Prabhupada's books, but they're going to benefit even more if we can inspire them to take, you know, some of their wealth and give it back. So, you know, Vaisheshika Prabhu says, you know, we're not selling books. When he's asked how much are the books, he says, you know, we accept any donation. And then he'll offer, you know, it costs us $8 for this book, but you can offer any donation. So by us buying the books from the temple, you know, it gives us some flexibility that if someone can only give $5 or $3, we can still give a $10 book because we'll subsidize the difference. So we can try to ask for something. If we're going out in what I call general public distribution. But the other way to give books is if you're going to give a gift to somebody, well, you have to buy something and give it to them. Why not buy a Bhagavad Gita and give it to them? We think, oh, they may not appreciate, they may not, they'll benefit greatly. As long as we can, you know, be comfortable, hopefully that they can, you know, we can encourage them to at least, you know, treat it respectfully. You know, put it in a bookshelf. They don't have to read it. It'd be great if they do, but, you know, even if they're not yet ready, they're just having it in their house is of great benefit. So giving, you know, we can buy and give as gifts. If we're distributing, you know, we can try to, you know, garner some donation because, it, again, it is for their benefit. It is for the receiver's benefit to offer something, and Vaishnava Prabhu says it completes the transaction by, you know, giving something. And so, again, he has nice tips on that process.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I wanted, like buying as a gift and then giving it to our friends.
Yeah, that's so,
thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah. Buy cases and cases and cases of Bhagavad Gita's today. They don't go stale, don't worry.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. One more question. It's from the purport. So it says here, Prabhupada is saying in the purport, therefore, in this case, the reading Rajaha is more accurate than Daraha. So trying to understand, Prabhu, is Prabhupada, what Prabhupada is trying to say here, he's trying to change it, or like what? How do we understand this part, Prabhuji?
No, he says that in the opening line of the purport that in some readings the word dara is not used, but it is used the word raya, right? And so he is clarifying here, and you know, again, there's some presumption here. So you know, because I did not see any commentary specifically on this, but that. You know, we should be careful, and he writes very clearly about the offering of the wife to the brahmana, right? This can be misconstrued and misunderstood in sort of a, you know, again, a sort of an illicit way. And so he is commenting that I think, you know, the overall broader intent is to offer, you know, one's wealth, whereas in the literal translation here of Pranadara, that it refers to one's wife. And then he gives a further clarifying later around, there's no need to even mention kosha, right, the treasury, since he's already indicated he is giving everything. So we can understand it to be, you know, maybe clarifying the ultimate intent. But the word he's calling into question, because he says in some readings, the word dara is not used. So it must indicate in some of our Acharya's translations and commentaries, there's, you know, might be some, you know, a different word being used, raya instead of dara. So he is not changing Srimad Bhagavatam. That is not being done here.
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu, for clarification. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. Very, very nice class, a beautiful one. How you explained that we are not actually the sole proprietors out here, and Krishna who is the one, and how we can understand that, this knowledge, only when we understand this knowledge, then it's only easy for us to surrender. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Just taking out time, and despite your hectic schedule, and we told you last moment, and you agreed also. And thank you for saying this. Hare Krishna.
Hare, thank you for the opportunity. I am the beneficiary.
Hare Krishna, anybody having any more questions, comments for Prabhupada? If there are no more questions or comments, I think we can end the call here. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again, for a wonderful class. Nandvat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Vancha Kalpatarupyasya Kripa Sindhu Sivacha, Patitanam Pavanepyo, Vaishnavepyo Namanamaha, Ananda Koti Vaishnavranda Kijai, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Kalandra Srimad Bhagavatam Kijai, His Grace, Nitya Krishnadas Prabhuji Kijai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. We look forward to your more sessions in the future. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.